Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. May your Labor Day be blessed. Labor Day is a tribute to Americans whose labors have contributed to the well-being of our country. But beyond celebrating what your labors are doing for our country, at CRI we want to celebrate what your labors are doing for the kingdom. The Apostle Paul exhorted the believers in Corinth, "My dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." So for all that your labors mean to so many, we are grateful. And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we will go to your calls in just a few moments. As always, our contact information on the web, equip.org, and via the mail, it's Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. I want to say just a few words about prophetic stars in the constellation of biblical prophecy by yours truly. The succession of nations that Daniel speaks of is a powerful proof that the Bible is, in fact, a reliable authority. Daniel is writing 6 centuries before the birth of Jesus Christ and yet is able to give a succession of nations from Babylon to the rise of the Median Empire to the time that Cyrus the Great unites the Medes and the Persians and develops the greatest empire up until the advent of the Roman Empire. And then after that, you had the empire of Alexander the great Grecian ruler who wept because there were no more lands to conquer. But even he fell short. Just shy of his 33rd birthday, he died. And 4 generals divvied up all that he had done, culminating in the Seleucid evil empire. A man of intrigue, a Greco-Grecian tyrant that ultimately would seek to Hellenize the Jews, that would desecrate the temple, defile the sanctuary, and ultimately die an untimely death. All of this still celebrated by Jews during Hanukkah, freedom for the Jews under Judas Maccabeus. Ultimately, all these kingdoms culminate in a kingdom that will never end, never fail. Again, the succession of nations predicted in Scripture, proof positive that the Bible is divine as opposed to merely human in origin. I developed the book around the acronym STARS because I want you to be able to demonstrate that unlike the Quran or other religious writings, we can put our entire faith in the Word of God. The book available for your support of the ministry. Please be generous as you give. And recognize that the ministry of the Christian Research Institute is making a difference literally around the world. And so I want to express my heartfelt thanks and appreciation to those who support this ministry prayerfully and financially. A lot of you hanging on, we'll go right to the phone calls. Amy first in Dallas, Texas, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mr. Hanegraaff. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just recently started listening to your show, and I listen to it every day on my way home from work. And actually, my first question, and I will try to make it brief, is about the Hebrew, the Black Hebrew Israelites. Now, I'm actually Jewish. I grew up in a traditional Jewish home. I got saved and born again and accepted Jesus as my personal Savior when I was 30 years old. So I really didn't start reading the Bible until then. You know, growing up, we really just basically celebrated the high holidays And, you know, funerals and weddings and things were Jewish. But when I came to know Christ, I just recently heard about these people on YouTube. I never even knew they existed. And I was just, I was somewhat offended, but I learned that, you know, I didn't take offense to everything that they were saying, but I was just wondering, when did this whole organization start?
This is an umbrella term, actually, that comprises a large number and variety of groups that started at different times in different places. But the basic commonality is that they believe that they are the literal Israelites, the literal descendants of the promise. And some follow forms of Judaism and covenant law. But, you know, obviously there is no historical basis for the claims that these groups are making that they constitute the literal descendants of ancient Israel and of the promise. And in fact, the biggest issue here is that being a follower of Jesus Christ, as you well know, has nothing whatsoever to do with lineal descent or genealogy or ethnicity. It has to do with your relationship to Yahweh, the God of Israel, revealed in Jesus Christ. So remember Peter, who at one time didn't want to go see Cornelius. And the reason is that he did not want to commune with someone thought to be unclean. And then God showed him clean and unclean food in a vision three times. And when Peter finally goes to Cornelius, he confesses, I saw this vision three times and finally realized that God does not show favoritism. In other words, it is not an ethnicity, it is a relationship. And this is true, of course, not only in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament as well. Those that left Egypt left in a mixed multitude. Again, they were followers of Yahweh, the God of Israel. So Egyptians that heeded the plagues, and not the Pharaoh, they became true Israel. Same thing with Rahab and Ruth, and the list can go on and on. But the point is always the same. Anyone who follows the true God, and in the Old Testament, the types and shadows pointing towards Jesus Christ, is a friend of God.
Yes, and I just wanted to clarify that because they seem to be very divisive. They don't seem to be, like, attracting people to follow Christ. They seem to be more territorial or militant in their approach. And so I just wasn't sure what they were really about.
Yeah, and they're often, as you point out, they're racist and actually, in many cases, reject Jesus Christ as Messiah. So it is a muddy mixture, to say the least.
Yeah, and then I had just one more question,
sure.
If I may.
Yeah.
Because I'm Jewish, I followed the Old Testament growing up, and not in a Orthodox sense. However, when I became a Christian, I realized certain churches that I would go to, they would use the verse in Malachi regarding tithing, religiously, to be like before they would collect the money, and almost as like a scare tactic, using that verse. However, on the other hand, they would say that we're no longer under the law, but we're under grace. So I don't understand why they justify using that scripture, which basically we're not under that law either because the temple has been destroyed. So that scripture in Malachi has really no grounds for collecting a tithe to this day. And I'm not against tithing at all. I just was trying to realize, like, why do people pick and choose what they want to use from the Old Testament when it comes to things they want or need, but yet they'll disregard everything else and not preach the Ten Commandments, which are still in effect today?
Yeah, good point. And I think that there are a couple of things that could be said about this. The first thing is that the principle of tithing is a principle that's universal in that we, as Moses said, tithe in order to reverence the Lord our God always. So in that sense, tithing has a universal application. But you're also right in pointing out that the New Testament schema is quite different. It is not tithing as much as stewardship, meaning that you hold everything that you have with an open hand so that God can take out and put in as he sees fit. We're not owners, we are stewards of all that we have. And in the end, God will call us into account for what we did with what we had. I often talk about tithing as the training wheels of free will giving. So you tithe and then you learn very quickly that you cannot outgive the Lord, and that gives you more and more momentum to enter the sphere of free will giving. But yeah, as you also correctly note, you don't ever want to use this as a scare tactic. If you're manipulating people into giving money, you're better off not receiving it as an institution, and they're better off not giving them. We have to give with a grateful heart, not out of compulsion. We're up to a station break. We'll be right back with more answers in just a moment.
Did you know that 6 centuries before the birth of Christ, the prophet Daniel accurately predicted the rise and fall of Babylon, Media, the Medo-Persian Empire, and the Grecian Empire? Master the tools of interpreting biblical prophecy and begin to understand how we know the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin with Hank Hanegraaff's book, Prophetic Stars in the Constellation of Biblical Prophecy. To receive your copy of Prophetic Stars as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. However, his life and ministry were radically transformed by another three-word phrase, life matters more. Truth matters because Christianity is rooted in history and evidence. Life matters more because it is the experience of union with God. The goal of Christian life is union with God. All attempts to understand Christianity from a solely rational perspective put us in danger of devolving into a transactional rather than transformational relationship with God. Truth Matters, Life Matters More will equip you to move beyond intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing Him in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org.
With the new atheists increasing their mockery of Christianity and militant secularism ridiculing religious convictions of all stripes, we clearly don't need zealous but misguided Christians inviting further abuse by misreading and misrepresenting biblical prophecies. Hank Hanegraaff's book, Prophetic Stars in the Constellation of Biblical Prophecy, will enable you to understand, remember, and communicate biblical prophecy. Moreover, your investment in Prophetic Stars through the Christian Research Institute will equip and encourage eager Christian brothers and sisters who genuinely yearn for truth and reliable tools to apprehend and defend their faith. To receive your copy of Prophetic Stars as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth, because truth matters. Yet an encounter with Christians in the underground church of China left Hank contemplating his own Christian experience. They were experiencing something beyond truth. They were experiencing life. Find out what Hank Hanegraaff means when he says, "Truth matters, life matters more," by reading his latest book today. To receive a copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More for yourself or as a terrific gift to a friend or loved one, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org. Well, let's now return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, it is our pleasure to be able to equip God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. I think about this all the time because the older I get, the more aware I am of my own mortality and the fact that I will stand before God and give an account for what I did while in the flesh. And think about how temporary life is. It's very short in perspective of eternity. And so we should really give our lives to do those things that matter. When I ask you to support this ministry, it is not for some vainglory. It is about eternal verities. And again, we cannot do what we do unless people like you stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Back to the phone lines, we'll talk to Brian next in Oak Park, Michigan, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Brian.
Good evening, Hank. How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good. Would you be willing to explain your views and interpretation with the sequence of events starting with the rapture of the church or Christ's second coming, all the way up until the new heaven and the new earth and the new Jerusalem?
Look, the fact of the matter is, biblically, what's going to happen is Jesus is going to appear a second time. When he does, he will put all things to right. There'll no longer be sin or Satan. There'll no more be death or disease. Nothing impure will enter the New Jerusalem, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So when Jesus appears a second time, here's what happens. Those who have died will be resurrected. And we who are still alive, if we're still alive at the time, we will be translated, as it were, from mortality to immortality. And together, we will be with Christ forever. And Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, "Therefore comfort one another with these words." So there's a very clear indication in Scripture that when Jesus appears a second time, that is the advent of the eternal state. And then we'll learn and grow and develop, albeit without error, as forever we explore not only the one who saved us by his grace, but also the recreated, reconstituted universe, which now groans in travail, but then will be liberated from its bondage to decay. Back to the phone lines. Pamela, hi.
Hi. I have a question. I am married, and I have been separated 4 years, and I'm going towards a divorce, but I wanted to know, I'm a little stumped about getting remarried after my divorce. According to the scriptures, I know that I'm allowed to get a divorce, but I want to know if I can remarry without being guilty of adultery.
Well, if you're allowed to get a divorce biblically, then you can get remarried as well. Remember that the scriptures are fairly clear in this regard. You look at what is said in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where Paul points out that if an unbelieving spouse leaves, the other party is not bound in that circumstance. If, however, the unbeliever is willing to stay in the relationship, the other party must not get a divorce. So the whole point of this is reconciliation. God wants us to do all we can to demonstrate how he has reconciled a world to himself. And we're microcosms of that. In our willingness to give reconciliation to those who have harmed us, we are pointing to the ultimate reconciliation that is given to us by God. But, you know, reconciliation always takes two parties, someone who is wanting to forgive, hopefully that's you, and someone who is willing to be forgiven. If there isn't another party that wants to be forgiven, then reconciliation doesn't take place.
Right. And I am all for reconciliation, but we've been separated 4 years now, and he told me the other day that he doesn't want to reconcile. And so I have been staying married only because I know, well, according to scripture, I read that I am to remain unmarried while my spouse still lives. So I don't want to spend the rest of my life alone. I do want to remarry if someone comes along, but I was feeling that I would feel guilty that I'm committing adultery.
Well, I don't think it's quite that cut and dried, and I would recommend two things. One is we did an article on biblical grounds for divorce and remarriage. That article is up on the web at equip.org. If you can't access it there, hang on, we'll send a copy of the article to you. I think it'd be greatly helpful. Secondly, I think it's important for you to not take this step alone. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, a principal and a participant in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, then what you want to do is, within the context of your church, you want to seek marital guidance. You want to seek counsel so that you do what you do, not in isolation, but within the community of faith.
Okay, thank you.
Bless you. And we'll go back to the phone lines, talk to Anthony in Topeka, Kansas. Hi, Anthony.
How you doing, Hank?
Good to talk
to you again.
Good to talk to you.
My question was, there are some people out there, including some people that claim to be former evangelicals, to say, well, Jesus never existed. Now, how do we counteract that?
Well, I mean, people can say that there are little green men on Mars, and I don't think that you give them a whole lot of credibility. Internet lies and sensationalism spread all over the world before truth has had the chance to get its boots on. So when someone is saying something absurd, well, sometimes it's not wise to answer a fool according to their folly. The reason I say that is there's no credible scholarship today that rejects the historical Jesus. You can find bloggers and sensationalists and sophists that do this kind of thing, but not any credible historian. In fact, even some of the most vicious enemies of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, people like Bart Ehrman, who has gone so far as to say that Jesus is a false apocalyptic prophet. He's the former chair of the Religious Studies Department, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and has made a cottage industry out of defaming our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even he has asserted in a volume that Jesus Christ actually was a historical character, a false apocalyptic prophet from his perspective, but a historical character nonetheless. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of biblical evidence for the historical Jesus, and there's lots of extra-biblical evidence as well. You think about credible historians like Josephus or Tacitus or Pliny the Younger, and the list goes on. So you can reconstruct highlights of the life of Christ completely apart from the Bible.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Hank. God bless you.
God bless you. I do want to underscore in the time I do have left that when you become a CRI support team member, you commit to supporting the Christian Research Institute as many outreach ministries with your ongoing support. In appreciation, you receive a personalized copy of any one of my books. It's as easy as going to the web at equip.org/donate. Again, equip.org/donate. I was thinking about that in that just before I came into the studio, I was personalizing a whole stack of books, people that are now monthly contributors. And you can't imagine what that means to the ministry as we go forward. The only way we can do all that we're doing around the world is through faithful supporters like you. I mean, this is not a solo ministry. It's not me. We have people that are working at the Christian Research Institute diligently. Great is their reward in heaven, but there are many people who support the ministry outside these walls. And I'm just deeply grateful for those people and all they have done and what they may do in the future. But again, everything that you do is a matter that is settled between you and the Lord. You give not to get, but you give to lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. For as our Lord said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Involvement produces commitment. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Always love getting the letters. Also, while you're on the web, I've mentioned the Christian Research Journal and some of the articles in our journals. You may want to subscribe. That way you get the journal on a regular basis and you can be ahead of the game. Subscribe in a safe, secure fashion on the web, equip.org. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow with more of the show. Thanks so much to those of you who stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. In appreciation of your gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his new book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. Simply call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Endless predictions about end-time events and published timetables counting down the end have proven to be wrong 100% of the time. When doomsday predictions fail, there is double-duty damage. Many theologically juvenile and scripturally superficial Christians abandon the faith as a result of these failed predictions, and the public image of Christianity is damaged, making Christians appear to be hopelessly naive and easily duped biblical bumpkins. Hank Hanegraaff's book, Prophetic Stars in the Constellation of Biblical Prophecy, will equip you not only to interpret biblical prophecy correctly, but to remember it as well. To receive your copy of Prophetic Stars as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org.